I need to do. And that Lebanon's cabinet on Wednesday agreed to place all Beirut port officials who have overseen storage and security since 2014 under house arrest. This information coming from ministerial sources. The army will oversee the house arrest until responsibility is determined for a huge explosion at the port that occurred on Tuesday. The explosion killed more than 100 people, wounded thousands, and plunged Lebanon deeper into crisis. The government says the blast appears to have been caused in part by a fire igniting ammonium nitrate that was left in a warehouse. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar will visit Taiwan in the coming days. It will be the highest level visit by an American cabinet official since the break in formal diplomatic relations between Washington and Taipei in 1979. The U.S. maintains only unofficial ties with Taiwan in deference to Beijing, which claims Taiwan as its own. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said Wednesday that Taiwan was, quote, the most important and sensitive issue in U.S.-China relations, end quote, and urged Washington to stop all forms of official contact with the island. Azar is to meet with health officials about the coronavirus response and also meet with Taiwan's independence-minded president. Facebook Wednesday launched a short film product similar to the popular TikTok app. The new product, called Reels, is embedded in the Instagram app and permits users to create 15-second videos set to music from a predetermined music library. The addition comes 2 days after U.S. President Donald Trump gave Microsoft 45 days to acquire the U.S. division of the Chinese-owned TikTok. President Trump had concerns about TikTok security. TikTok chief executive called the new product a copycat, and Instagram vice president acknowledged the similarities, saying inspiration for products comes from everywhere. This is VOA News. In a ceremony watched by millions of Indians on television, Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered prayers and laid the foundation stone for a grand Hindu temple to be built in the northern town of Ayodhya on the site of a mosque demolished by Hindu radicals. The ceremony marks a historic triumph for Modi's party, whose rise to political prominence was propelled by the three-decade campaign to build a temple to honor the revered Hindu deity, Rama. The temple is being built on the exact spot Hindus believe is the birthplace of Lord Rama. The demolition of the 16th century mosque that stood there in 1992 sparked deadly Hindu-Muslim riots and became a deeply divisive issue in the Hindu-majority country, where many Hindus want the temple built. Some questions also have been raised about holding the ceremony during the coronavirus pandemic, when there have been repeated warnings by health experts that large gatherings should be avoided. Meantime, authorities are enforcing security restrictions in parts of Indian-controlled Kashmir, this on the first anniversary of New Delhi's decision to revoke the region's semi-autonomy. Officials lifted a curfew in the main city, Srinagar, overnight, but say restrictions on public movement and commercial activities would continue because of the coronavirus pandemic. Government forces erected steel barricades, laid razor wire, and stopped residents at checkpoints. On August 5th of last year, India stripped Kashmir of statehood, eradicated its constitution, and removed inherited protections on lands and jobs. The decision set off public anger and heightened economic stress in a region that has witnessed insurgency and Indian crackdowns for years. Political and religious groups who opposed the move called August 5th a black day. Meantime, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said Wednesday that the international community should force India to reverse its present course here, and that Pakistan will always be with its brothers and sisters in Kashmir. The status of Kashmir has been a key point of dispute between Pakistan and India since the two split after the end of British colonial rule. They each control part of Kashmir and have fought two wars over their rival claims. Thailand's powerful army chief on Wednesday told cadets that the hatred of the nation plaguing his country was a bigger threat than the coronavirus as a young pro-democracy movement grows bolder. The kingdom has seen near daily protests for more than 2 weeks by mostly young Thais, fueled by their anger at a pro-military royalist government headed by former army chief Prayut Chan-o-Cha. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.